people. Now, I decided to talk about a few things today. In particular, this was a video that I saw. And when I say this was disturbing, y'all, this was absolutely disturbing. There was a video of a woman sitting in front of a group of men on a panel. And everybody gets mad when I tell y'all these women are pick-me's. Who in the hell has time? Y'all, I'm so serious. Sometimes I'm like, how do y'all have time to do that, like, every day? No, there is no way. And I'm talking about, y'all, even people that literally have professional level podcasts or shows, you literally don't even do that every day. Even those people get a break or time off from their job. Anyway, like, let's continue. True definition of pick, y'all, truly some pick means ain't no way. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this because, God, I don't know where some men and women get the audacity. So I remember I explained to someone that just because a man would sleep with you does not mean he would marry you. And some women don't get mad at this. Some men marry women because you're his last option. It's not that you're who he really wanted. It's just that it was convenient. And I even remember, right, I was watching this video about women when they were talking about narcissists. And this is so crazy. I met a woman narcissist and I said, my God, she acts just like this dude. And it's so disgusting that all she does is uses and manipulate people. And she tries to get people to feel empathy for her. But I'm going to tell y'all, I don't feel empathy for her. I don't care how much sorrowful stories she tell me. I don't care how difficult she tell me her life has been. See, what the truth is, it's funny how she's leaving out all the stuff that she does. And I keep telling y'all, you better remember that about people. I'm just like, there is no way. I'm talking about everything is someone else's fault. Man, like, anyway. So as I was looking at this, I asked this, talking to this woman, I'm looking at her, and in her mind, I think she believes that she's a prize. But I'm just like, girl, you got married because you was this nigga only option. And some women get so mad when I say stuff like that. But say what y'all want to, yeah, that's wild and yeah, that's crazy. Because how I see it and how I look at it, that's not honorable. Now let me go back to this. So this woman would sit on a podcast and she was basically bragging about, wouldn't a man rather want a woman that's good at sex and been with this many men? And then she says out of her mouth, now this is a white woman, which of course does not surprise me because I told y'all white women's audacity is sometimes disgusting. She literally tells a whole crowd of men and women that she's probably had sex and more experience than all the men in the room combined. And I'm just like, girl, that is nasty as hell. Why in the world would you tell somebody that? And see, this is the problem when folks don't have no shame. In their opinion or mind, they believe that there is no reason to be shamed, this and the third. And this is what I mean, what happens when women lose modesty. Now, as she's saying this, my first thought is, could you imagine literally being ran through and trying to pull it off as a flex in front of grown men and grown women? Even the other women was looking at her like she was stupid. A girl, be quiet. Like, you embarrassing yourself at this point. And she don't get it. You basically just publicly announce yourself to be a good time, a fun time, a person who a man will sleep with, yes. But I said, I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't care how this world celebrates women that are hoes and ran through. Y'all just don't believe it when I tell y'all that is not their first choice of who they would honestly want to spend their life with. Because I explained to somebody how this works. Just like in kingdoms, a man would want a woman who they know can secure a legacy for their children. And when I tell you, you better be real selective of who you choose to have kids with. Because that's why so many women now, I feel like, get mad when their children aren't ish. And when I mean aren't ish, their children don't live up to be certain things or amazing. But I keep telling them, it's because you got parents that are having the mindset of doing just the best they can, but they're not instilling enough in their kids. And I'm telling you, this is what happens when both people have to do this, both folks have to do this, and I'm telling you, everybody else just do whatever they want. And I've seen it, and I be thinking, I refuse to be a married single mother. I'm going to say this again. That's what most women are. That's why when women be bragging about their husbands, I be like, girl, that dusty ass nigga you married. And see, I can't say that to their face, but I'm telling you, I'm thinking it. I do not want your life. Nothing about your life to me seems great. I don't envy you. I don't want nothing you have. And when I say they're married single mothers, y'all, these women are doing absolutely everything in their entire household, and the man does nothing. He's like literally a body that's just there. It's no way. You telling me you got to get up, go do this, that, the third. What the hell is he doing? Why can't he do it? And I'll be looking at these women like, y'all ain't married, honey. I'm like, you are a single mother still doing everything by yourself for your kids. And I'm like, you just got a ring on your hand. But you are not in an active relationship with a partner or a man that is literally with you. It's like he's just there. Y'all, it's so embarrassing that I was just like, Jesus Christ. That's why it's best that I don't say anything. Because I realize saying something ain't gonna do nothing but put, you know, fuel to the fire, basically. But I witnessed this multiple times, and I was listening to different women. I'm thinking, do y'all realize that y'all have basically been bamboozled and fooled? These men just basically found women who they could have sex with and basically be their fucking mother. That's what I see. I'm like, you're not actually a wife, and he's most definitely not a husband. You're doing everything for him and your children like you're the mother and you run stuff. And I'm like, the fact that you even have to instruct a grown-ass man what to do, when to do it, is disgusting. It's just like, it's so disgusting to me that I was like, mm-mm. Yeah, I remember I went home and just said, God, thank you. Because I literally see what God would have saved me from. Pain, heartache, misery, struggling, poverty. You can't do this, you can't do that. And what's worse is I don't say anything because I realize I don't care enough to say something to someone that just wants to believe that their lie is amazing. Like they're literally living a good life. Now mind y'all, right? I don't live in the ghetto. I don't live in the hood. I'm not married. I don't have kids. But I've met so many women that are married single mothers. It's fucking scary out here. Every day I see this, I be like, God, thank you for letting me be single. I'm so serious, y'all. I don't even be pressed over relationship or things like that. I said, when it's meant to happen, I'm like, God, gonna allow it to happen. And I want y'all to understand this, right? The reason why I say it's crazy is because this is probably like the 7th or 8th woman that I'm meeting that's a married single mother. Dead ass, she got a child or she has children. The man does like barely anything to contribute. And this woman is ripping, running, and driving herself crazy, and she does absolutely everything for the household. I literally see that shit and be like, God, thank you that I can go home and have peace and it's quiet. And it's me and my cat. And I don't have to stress and worry about who's doing this, why. And y'all, it's so insane. I can tell from the look of these men's faces, they don't care if they put all that stress on a woman. Just based off how they look, and I'm like, no wonder these women be walking around looking crazy. And etc. This, because I'm telling y'all the truth. The men don't care. And I'm like, damn, so these women that's actually married, they're not in meaningful, blissful connections and partnerships. They're just a single mom that got married, was so grateful to just say, I have a husband, and it's literally a treacherous disaster. And when I tell y'all, I look back and I'm like, God, thank you. I'm so serious, y'all. I have witnessed this so many times that I'm like, Jesus. Yes, yeah, I've met plenty of women. And just listening to their life, I'm like, that is sad as hell. I'd be like, mm-mm. And you got women trying to convince me that, I'm looking at them like, girl, your life is miserable. I don't care how you try to put it. You got all this stress on you. You the one that's paying all the bills. I'm like, your man don't barely do shit, but you keep calling him a husband. It's disgusting. I was like, this is definitely not how marriage is supposed to be. That's what I know for sure. I can tell you that. That is definitely not what marriage is supposed to be. And say what y'all want. Yes, it is crazy. I be looking at them like, I don't feel sorry for you. And then you got someone be telling me, well, at least you have this. Well, honey, I have that because I properly planned and prepared for my life. You don't have those things because you lived your life reckless. And due to those past reckless decisions, that's why your present is the way it is. And I hate how women think I'm going to feel empathy for them because you want people to feel sorry for you because you got all these kids that you didn't have. You got to do all this stuff. But it's like, baby, you had them. you made this decision. I can't feel empathy for that. It's like, sus, you made this decision. And on top of that, you picked the man you picked. You picked, and some of y'all need to understand that some of these women married these men, they are cleanup women. And what I mean by that is, those are men who were just freshly coming out of a relationship or something like that. And that woman couldn't wait to get her hands on him because she swore up and down that she could be a better, you know, these women, they try to compare themselves to you. She swore up and down she could be this, that, the third. But then when she really seen the type of man she is, now she's embarrassed because she realized that she actually got a man through manipulation. And what I mean by manipulation, I don't know why women don't believe this. If you marry a man through manipulation or by force, your shit gonna end the same way. I don't know why women do not believe me on this. And I want you to hear this too, men. If you don't know what manipulation means, it means a woman that literally knew you was at a low point in your life. Let's say you was a man that was going through emotional or mental problems, trauma, whatever it is. If that woman pursued you, knowing the state of mind you were in, see, your dumb ass thinking, oh, this person loved me because look at how crazy I am and this person still chose me. No, she chose you because you were an easy little catch, right? She knew you were not in your correct state of mind to clearly or thoroughly make good decisions, so they took advantage of it. Because men do the same thing to women. But men are stupid. You are. I'm being very honest. Men are stupid if you think women don't do the same thing. Because, honey, yes, they do. Whew, yes, they do. And I'm like, this woman took advantage of this man. Now, mind y'all, I don't feel sorry for him either. Because this is what happens when you rush decisions. It's like, nah, y'all gonna have to deal with the karma y'all facing. Now I'm looking at this woman like, now I see why you're in the situation you're in. You're married to this man that can't do nothing for you. You in this situation. You accelerate this, but I'm telling y'all, because she was the cleanup woman, you ain't even known that man long enough to do this. That's why now that all these problems are arising, she's so irritated. But it's just like, this is why you should have got to know this person before you rushed and married him, upped and did this. Or some men, right? Same thing. He manipulated that woman. I'm gonna give y'all an example, right? Let's say a man hurry up and marry a woman, right? But she don't know everything about his life or his background. So guess what that means? You could be marrying him, honey. You don't even know how many kids he got. You don't know what type of problems he's having. I'm talking about whether it's from court. It could be any level of problems he's having, financially, mentally. See, when he hurry up and rush and marry a woman, he does that because he wants to marry a woman that's going to take care of everything. Because he can't. Because he's a fraction of a man. And what I mean by that is, I don't care who disagrees, that's a real thing. A fraction of a man. Now, it's sad, but even other men know this is true. These are men who will come incorrect to women, and they want you to accept them at their lowest point. And see, this is what's scary. You think a grown woman don't know better? Y'all better get real. Honey, these grown women know better. But because, like I told y'all, they wanted that man so bad, they thought, ooh, I'm gonna settle this. And now they mad because they realize, look what they got. They feel like they've been tricked. I'm telling y'all, don't it? They feel like they've been tricked, bamboozled, and I'm just like, Lord, ain't no way. I'm telling y'all, I felt grateful because it's not my life. I don't live in the ghetto. I don't live in the hood. I don't have children. Y'all, like, seeing certain stuff make me be like, God, now I see why you literally protected me. Because ain't no way in hell. Telling y'all, like, just seeing that shit is so bothersome. And then what's worse is, it's sad because when you see an innocent children be a victim to their circumstance or to a victim to their environment, it's so scary because you're like, okay, this child got potential, but how are they going to make it out of this? Because the parent is the one that's going to have to bring them out of those environments. See, I can't do that. That's not my child. And I'm being honest, I'm not going to do a whole bunch for somebody else's child because it's not my own. And see, people need to understand, I don't care how nice a person is, I don't care how nice they seem, don't make no mistake of doing too much for somebody's child, because people will let you know real quick that's their baby and not yours. So trust me when I tell y'all, I'm the type of person, I may do kind things for you, but make no mistake, I am not a nice person. And that's people's problems. See, they keep thinking I'm nice. No, honey, I'm kind. It's a big difference. I have compassion for people. But I am not boo-boo the fool. By no means. Mm-mm. Telling y'all, that's why I'm telling y'all, let people sit in the shit that they created, the situations they created. See, me, you ain't finna rush me into no marriage. You ain't finna sweet talk me. You ain't finna hurry up and make me make no decision that is life altering. And I'm telling y'all, choosing a husband, or if you're a man listening, choosing a wife is probably one of the most important, deep decisions you could ever do. And when I tell you, it could either uplift you, I'm telling you, you will change and grow so much, you will be in a way better position, or it can destroy your effing life. This is why I'm the type of person, you can't rush me. You will not rush me through a marriage. You ain't gonna rush me through no relationship. You're not gonna make me feel pressured by absolutely no means. I am not pressed to be in that situation, especially after shit I done seen some of these women go through. I'm like, hell no. Telling y'all, just seeing all the stuff they go through, I be looking at them like, baby, I ain't having no kids. I be looking at these people like they crazy. Some of y'all gonna think I'm me. I'll give y'all an example. I will literally see women get married so fast, they'll hurry up and have a baby, and they'll swear up and down their life is good. But I'm telling you, the man has no plans outside of the little situation that he created. And when I tell y'all that's scary, it's terrifying. And I'm going to explain to y'all why it's so terrifying. Say what you want. It makes absolutely no sense. And I do mean no sense. It makes no sense for a woman to literally have children, take care of all her kids, try to work a full... I've seen this, y'all. They be trying to work a full-time job, and the man will still go out and do whatever. And my first thought is, you telling me you don't even own a home with your husband? You telling me you stick it? I be thinking, oh, hell no. This is what I mean by saying you have to choose a better man. You have to choose a man that is mentally, emotionally, and financially prepared to take on the weight or the true responsibility of what it means to actually have a family. Most men are clueless about this, y'all. I'm really learning. Most of them are clueless. That's why when I look at men sometimes, I be like, no. That's why I ask them certain questions. Do you really understand the responsibility of what it is to actually have a woman? Because I don't think most of you really do. I don't think you do. I think you think most women in the reference to what your mother is, but it's not. I said, do you really understand that responsibility? Because look at the level of men who end over their heads, and now you wondering why they don't want to get married. Of course they don't, because they did so much shit out of order. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by out of order is they had all them kids out of wedlock first. They didn't get married. They didn't really think thoroughly of what they're doing. They got caught up with women they weren't even supposed to be with. Y'all, how many men, and I want y'all men to testify to this, how many men you know, including yourself or your friends, that have got caught up with a woman you know that man was not even supposed to be with? He literally was probably, probably a couple days, chill or whatever, but guess what he did? He took it to the next level, and now he looks stupid. Child, had a child with a woman, did all this stuff, and his life ain't been nothing but hell since, and now he's miserable. Right? Thinking about his exes doing this and being like, how could I not see this? That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Telling you, I'm trying to tell y'all, this is exactly why I tell you, especially me, this is why I look for men to have character, because I'm telling y'all, character nowadays is so rare. Most men don't have it. And I'm being honest, even women, I'll say some women I've met do, but most women I encounter, they don't have character and they don't have morals, which is why most of the time I be thinking, we probably ain't gonna be cool that long, or we probably ain't gonna be accepted that long. Because just, I'll say this, morals to me are something that cannot change. And I don't want to be around a person that does not have the same level of moral. Everybody thinks I'm tripping over there, but no, you have to literally think about it. At some point, those people will be around your kids, your life, something about you. And what's sad and crazy is, okay, they usually tend to think that they're going to change my mind about how I believe and see things. You won't. Even if you show me what you, your opinion, your it is, my thought process is going to be the same. It's like, even though that's your opinion, look at how your life is. I'm like, you got to do all this bullshit by yourself. You're a married single mother. The nigga don't really help. You don't really, like, you get what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm like, nothing you're showing me is worth it. That's how I look at some people. I'm being honest. I'm like, that's not worth it to me. It sounds like you would be better off, and this is so sad, doing things yourself, because that's what you're already doing now. I'm like, that person there, but it's like you just feeding another damn body. And yes, y'all, I've seen this. Now, as far as the men are concerned, I can tell y'all, I've had a male friend before. Told him the truth. I'm like, okay, you may be attracted to that woman, but I'm like, that's not the person for you. Right? Or if you tell a man, you're not ready for that type of woman. Y'all,
tell a man that you're not ready for a certain type of woman, I swear to God, they think that means challenge accepted. And you just be like, okay. And then when he get his feelings hurt, when the woman tell him no or say, I don't think so, he's all of a sudden shocked. Okay. Because I want y'all to see. Now, I want y'all to understand this. I never expect a man to be perfect. But I know for a fact, and I know damn well, a man must come together. Because I promise you, could you imagine me coming to a man unhealed, toxic, all this other stuff? See, men who like women like that, they're not going to admit this. They only like those women during that time period because they know you are emotionally unstable. An emotionally unstable woman, yeah, you definitely gonna give out sex. They know, oh, I'm definitely gonna get sex from this person because they not in the right state of mind. That could show you how manipulative men are. They do that. It ain't no different than what I just explained to y'all about women who manipulate men. They'll be like, they know he ain't an emotionally unstable thing, so guess what they gonna do? They gonna do and say all the right things, and he just gonna keep her by his side because his ego needs that boost. Instead of having a woman that's real with him, gonna tell him the truth and be like, you need to get your life together. See, when most men meet a woman like that, that tell them no, oh, they can't fucking stand you. You now the enemy and the devil, and guess who he go running to? The devil himself. Then when he finally meet that woman, he'll be like, how did I not see this? Because you are not in a correct state of mind to even make thorough decisions. That's why when I be telling men if they're in a relationship or just got out of one, brother, give yourself time to heal. I had an ex that was like this, and he stays stalking me. Yes, he does. He stays trying to message me. I don't want to talk to him. We will never get back together ever. Y'all, it's been years. I have not thought about this person once. And every day since I ended our relationship, he's tried to contact me. I'm telling y'all, whether it's through email, I have seen him do so much. He even fake profiles to pretend to be other people. I was like, you are literally a fucking lunatic. Crazy. Literally, I'm telling you, I've never met somebody crazier than him. Never. He's the most insane. And I remember, after realizing the type of person he is, and he is a narcissist. Everybody literally tries to say he is literally a narcissist. Okay? He belongs to the streets. It's just true. You know, sometimes when you see people's character, that's it. What I thought was so disgusting, that in the past, the people who I thought were my friends, when I was telling them about the level of stuff he was doing, I was so disgusted to hear them try to encourage me to get back with him. I also am no longer with those women who were my friends either. I cut them off instantly because I saw them as not only just toxic, but it was the fact that they would support something after I literally just told you what I went through with this person. And it showed me they don't have high self-esteem and they are not the people that they portray to me to be. And I said, okay, now I see who they are. I was like, y'all got low self-esteem and you do not love yourself. There is no way you would ever get back with a person that's a narcissist, yet alone a person that does this weird stalkerish type stuff. I said, these are people that have a problem with boundaries. And see, I have very high boundaries. I won't let you cross them. The minute you cross one, I will just cut you off. There is no warning. There will be no message. I'm not going to let you know. I just cut you off. You don't get another chance with me ever. I mean that. People be so mad when your boundaries are so high and they can't cross them. If I tell you no, no. If I cut you off, I'm cutting you off. If you call me or if you message me and I don't respond, get over it. I do things in my timing when I get good, goddamn, and ready. You got people who will literally try to talk to you and cross your boundaries like they think they run your life. You don't. You run your own self and your own life. That's it. You don't run me and you don't run this over here. And I'm telling y'all, meet a narcissist, that's what they do. They try to sneak in past your boundaries, and then they try to tell you what they think you should do. And I just be laughing at them. I'm like, that's exactly why you got all them kids you got to take care of, and that's exactly why you are in the situation you are in. Honey, mind the business that paid you, and do not be worried about my life and me. Because I'm telling y'all, I don't be worried about their life and what they doing. I don't care about them, their life, their kids. I don't worry about what other people do, because it's not my business. You see what I'm saying? That's the part of it to me that's like, this is crazy. Now, since we're on the topic of this, the reason why I decided to bring this up is I want y'all to really see what happens when you literally choose to marry the wrong person. Okay? Or get involved with the wrong people. Now, the reason why I said marriage in particular, because I don't know about the rest of this world, but I think marriage is pretty serious. I'm learning that most of these people don't take their life, marriage, nothing serious. They just do it for whatever beneficial reasons it is, but they actually don't have any type of connection or partnership with someone. And I don't want a marriage like that, especially seeing as I've never been married and I've never had kids. I ain't never been pregnant in my life. So when I think of these things, I actually honor them. Other people I meet, I'm learning that these people don't honor nothing. They simply just happy to get a ring, happy to just have this, and happy to just have whatever comes with it. It's not true partnership. It's not true me. And it's just like, God, it's disgusting. It's sad. I think it's disgusting. I say this, y'all, because look at these people's mindsets. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I'd be like, this is why most of the time I just simply don't say anything, because I realize some of these people will not even be receptive enough to understand the situation they're in. They'll try to say, oh, that's not what it is. It's this. No, it's exactly what I said it is. I said, you just don't want to see it that way because you're trying to make the shitty situation or shitty life you have sound glamorous, and it's not. But what's crazy is, instead of just admitting that it's shitty, they would rather somehow uplift the shittiness instead of just removing themselves from the shitty situation entirely, which makes no sense to me. I'm like, why not just remove yourself from all this stuff? Why are you trying to make shittiness glamorous? You can't put shit on top of glamour and be like, ding. No, that's not how that works. I was like, oh my God. Tell you can't say nothing to some people. I realized it. I'm like, that's why I don't be saying nothing. I be like, you gonna do whatever you want to anyway. It's your life. So I'm telling y'all, some ways I just be like, ain't no point. Now, as far as men are concerned, the reason why I decided to talk about this is because I'm realizing that a lot of men have probably been bamboozled the same way, and they're probably just realizing it. Got scammed by a woman. You know, they got caught up with what? Money, life, whatever. You know, whatever it is they think they thought that they wanted. And when I tell y'all, I thank God every day I did not end up with what I thought I wanted. Oof, man, I'm trying to tell you, like maybe what, almost 8 or 9 years ago, the man I thought I loved, the man I thought I like was just so infatuated with, right? The people I thought that I had was friends with, the thing, like, man, just what I genuinely thought I wanted. I am so glad that I did not end up with that. Because I'm telling y'all, I really see that people's rejection is God protection. That is so true on so many levels. And I literally see that God literally protected me from all that nonsense. I look at it now and be like, these people's lives are fucking miserable. I'm like, ugh. And when I tell y'all, I be like, hell no. I be thinking, nah, ain't no way I'm finna go through this. Stressed out, crazy. You can't even be a woman. You can't even look good. You can't even do the things that you would normally do due to a man not being able to be a man. And I just remember thinking, God, that's disgusting. And it's really sad. And when I tell y'all, this is why I think when I meet men who have kids who try to date me or ask me out and stuff, they'll be so shocked when I say, like, I don't want to deal with a man that has children. And I'll explain to them why I said, because I'm going to be real with you. I was like, this is going to sound mean, but majority of you got into relationships, marriages, and situations where you did marry the wrong woman. And I said, and now that you're out of it, you know that that's true. But look what resulted of it. Children that's still attached to that woman that I do not want to deal with. See, and at least I'm honest about it. I save men time. I'm not doing that with you. If I tell you mine says no to that, it's no. You're not going to make me see your situation in a different light. And what's sad is, I know some of them genuinely be good men, but I can't overlook that because I don't want to be stressed in no type of way. I deserve a man that will never stress me out in any type of way, because I will never do that to him. We are literally supposed to be each other's piece. Out of everything that you deal with in this life, ain't nothing like being able to come home to a person when it's calm and it's you. Most people don't have that. It's even married people now, almost all married people I've met is fucking miserable. I'd be like, nope. Mm-mm. Can't tell you, I even met a man the other day. He was just like, I cannot believe that you are single. He was like, I'm so serious. He's like, I just can't. He was like, you're smart, you're beautiful. He's like, I can't believe that you're single. And I looked at him, I was like, have you met people in this world? Then it makes absolutely sense. I said, apparently when you got good sense, I said, in this world, I said, you usually are a person that isn't married. And I even told people say whatever, most chosen people are single right now. I literally said that so many times. I told you that most chosen people now, they're literally by themselves. They're not with anyone. It's true. Now, here is another thing I want to talk about since, you know, we're in the process of talking about some of these things. And yes, some of y'all may get, you know, in your feelings or whatever you want to call about this, but I think this is important to say. If you're a man and, you know, you truly desire a wife, please go talk to your grandfathers, men that are older than you, to truly understand what that means. And before you jump into it, understand the responsibility. And I also will say this. Something I've learned with men that have kids is you cannot get mad if a woman doesn't want you and you have children. You just can't, because you got to understand the same way you see that as your, like, a big responsibility. Imagine how I feel dealing with a man who I like, he likes me, but I know I don't want to deal with children. Because my first thought is, I know that level of responsibility and accountability. And I'm going to be honest with you. People can say whatever they want to. And I've heard so many men tell me this. Oh, you'll just be just like our family. Let me tell you something. When it comes to parenting and children, when you're dealing with a man that has kids, you will never be that child, them children's mother. I don't care what that man tells you. I don't care what that family tells you. You will always be an outsider. And that is just a true feeling of what that's like. And I'm telling you, as a single woman with no children that has dated men with kids, that's exactly what happens every time. It is not different. You do not feel welcome. You do not feel loved. You are an outsider. I don't care what he says. That man may love you, but I'm telling you, when you're dealing with people, spiteful mothers and all this type of nonsense that men love telling you, oh, that's not true. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They will only see it from their standpoint because it will only benefit them. I honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I cannot see how being with a man that has kids will benefit me. As a single woman with no children, that's never been married, that's never been pregnant, I can't see how that will benefit me. I want my first experience to be with someone who's also never been married, who's also never have kids, because it's going to be a very beautiful moment. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with me saying that. That's what I want, because I want it to be a growing and learning experience for both of us. See, when you're dealing with men that have kids already, y'all don't get it. It's like they'll always have an attachment to another family and another life. And although people love telling you to be mature about it, no one's ever mature about the situations. I have met enough grown adults to know most people are not real adults. Their relationships with these people be so toxic and so damaging, and they put stuff in the kids' heads. And it's so much going on that it's like, no, that's not even worth the stress. That's how I see it. I feel like some men need to hear that. It's not that you're not a great guy. It's not that your kids are not great. But I'm telling you, as a person from the outside looking in, that's exactly what it's like. Even if you say that's not true. How are you going to tell me my experience isn't real? That's the best way to say that. How are you going to tell me what I experienced isn't real? So me, when a man got kids, I just ignore him. As soon as he tell me he got children, I'll be like, nope. It's an instant no. I don't even care if he got one. Nope. Not dealing with it. I got people saying, oh, that's going to be hard to find. Right. I say, you know why I don't care that that's hard to find? Because just like I know that's rare, I'm rare too. And two rare things deserve to be with each other. You're welcome. I was just like, that's how I see that. Because the rest of the world will try to use you, pervert you, destroy you. That's what I've really seen. That's it. They don't try to love you and embrace you and realize what a blessing you are. I keep telling people this. The same way I feel like a man that meets me is going to feel like I'm so amazing, a blessing, and marry me, is the same way I'm going to feel honored to have a man like him that genuinely cares about your overall well-being, your state of mind, your health. The same way I would care about him. Are you okay? Are you good? The same thing. Without those other bondages from other places, y'all just don't know. I know for a fact that's what I deserve, and then some, okay? I'm not dealing with people that have children. Don't care who disagrees. That's why I'm so grateful. I'm telling you that things in my life, I am. I'm very grateful they turn out the way that they are. Because I could not imagine the other way around. Nothing about these people's life. I've never met so many married people that's miserable. Never. And I'm just like, hell no. Oh, hell no. I ain't dealing with that. Telling y'all, they rush to have kids. They be so pressed to get a newer car or a nicer house. Like, y'all, they be so pressed to have the materialism that they don't even realize who they're with, as who the person they're with is. And that's fucking insane to me. I'm sorry, but I just always believe this. My mentality is God will always provide for me. Okay? I am truly one of God's daughters. I am truly one of God's children. So if I'm here, God will always make a way for me, will always provide for me. So this is why I don't ever worry about money. I meet people who always ask me, why you don't ever seem stressed about money? Because I don't be worried about money. I never have, because I keep telling people, God provides for me. That's literally how I've always seen my life. And I can't make it up. I ain't stressed since. That's why. This is the same way. And I'm telling y'all, that's why when I think of a man that has no kids, it would be so great for us, because we can genuinely get to know each other. And the concept of money is not in the way, because we both have already built up our own life. We both already have our own incomes. You see what I'm saying? We both already done things for ourselves enough to understand that money is not is the least of our worries. And this is why people don't understand this. You got to look at it from a point of, if you were single again with no kids. Look at it like this, right? The fact that people can see that you can take care of yourself speaks volumes. And I'm a single woman with no kids. And yes, I feel very grateful and amazed and blessed that I've been able to take care of myself and not stress about things, you know, and look good and be able to do things for myself and be happy and so on and so on. Now, I've never in my life said I didn't need a man. Sure, I think I would love to have, I would love to be married, but I would only want to be married to a person that understands and desires me and understands my worth. The same way, I'm sure that man, when he meets a woman, he wants that woman to be grateful for him and understand, look at everything that, you know, I'm able to do for you and create a life with you and our family. And I'm telling you, I think that's one of the greatest blessings that God can give you, is partnership, true, genuine partnership. That's why I look at things so different, I think, than some people. I'm like, that's why I don't be rushed to do stuff. You ain't gonna rush me to have a baby. You ain't gonna rush me to be in your arms. I'm not gonna look at you and just fall in love. Sometimes I think some men are kind of delusional, like, about stuff like that. You know, y'all know the fairy tale movies. They think, oh, I'm so, you know, after just the first sight of someone. No, I have to genuinely know who I'm dealing with. Telling y'all. So yes, that's why I say, when you are blessed with a true good partner, man, I've seen the difference of what happens when you decide to be obedient and God blesses you versus when you not. And I'm telling you, the struggles that people face, it seems, honey, impenetrable, unstoppable, unmovable, and they be going through that shit for years. I'd be like, nope. Ain't gonna be me. I be thinking, nah, I ain't going through that. That's not it. That's why I said, when I see a man that can take care of himself and do things for himself, yes, it is amazing, because y'all don't want to hear the truth. Most men nowadays, they can't take care of themselves by themselves. No, they can't. I remember when me and my brother lived together for the first time, right? And it showed me the difference of what him living with my sister was like versus what he did when he lived with me. I said, you see how I command that this house be clean? Oh, yeah, my brother said whatever, but every day he came home, he loved coming home to the house being clean, smelling like goddamn pine salt every day. You see what I'm saying? He would come home, food is cooked, things are organized, and he would see why I would get upset. I'm like, no. See, I'm not coming home to a dirty house. See, men can say what they want to, right? Things I was making my brother understand that he has to be accountable for, right? I'll give you an example. I remember one time, we had just got done paying our bills, right? This is me and my brother. And I asked my brother, I was like, why didn't you go get this? And my brother's getting upset, right? Because he's feeling like, oh, you taking my money and you doing this. And I told my brother, I said, let me explain something to you about a household. I said, all you did was pay your portion of the bills, right? This is my brother's mindset. But I told him, I said, where is the dishwashing liquid? Where is the laundry detergent? Where is the things that I said you see me use to keep the house smelling good and clean and the bathrooms good and clean? The toilet paper, the effort. I literally just was like, food is just the beginning of a necessity. I said, what about all this other stuff I have to use to mop and clean the floor? See, when I said that to him, he understood my perspective. I said, okay. I told him, I said, you didn't get any of those things. And I said, this is what I said I spend my money on. I said, I decorate. I make sure it's nice. I make sure I buy this stuff that keeps things smelling good. It's not just food. So then I'm telling you, from that perspective, he saw it. Because I'm realizing, see, when he was living with my sister, my older sister, I don't think she said anything to him or made him do anything. Except, I guess, food. Food is, that's it. You know, that was the only concern. I said, honey, food is the most basic level of necessities. Food and the cost of living should already be included when a man is thinking about his budget or what he's spending. That's, you see what I'm saying when I tell y'all the least of my worries? That's what I was saying when I said I would want a man that could take care of himself the way I know I take care of me. Because my thought process is, if he can't even take care of himself, what could he ever do for me? I'm being so honest, y'all. And I think most men and women need to see from their perspective. That's why I think it's weird when men try to say, oh, a woman that's independent. I said, I'm going to explain something to you. Women do need independence to a certain degree. That's not saying that you don't need a man. But I'm telling you, you sound crazy as a man if you think a woman is going to sit around all day and wait on you. Like, I'll give a man an example. Let's say you are a hardworking man, right? You done worked your ass off all week. You done been pulling in these hours. You pay all the bills. You pay all this stuff, right? Now, imagine how you would feel if I come home and be like, well, babe, I want to go get my nails done, but I can't drive, right? Because I don't have a certain level of independence. So I depend on you to take me everywhere. Could you imagine how exhausted that man would be? That's what I'm talking about. Me, I'd rather just go ahead. Well, okay, honey, you get some rest. I'll see you when I get back. I'm going to get my nails and toes done. You see what I'm saying? Or you're tired from the day and you etc. this. Well, I'm going to go to the grocery store. And I'm going to go get some groceries and come back and put everything up and organize it and cook dinner and get things ready. And then by the time you're up from your peaceful nap, you got dinner on the table. And I literally will hear men sometimes and be like, what is wrong with being independent and a woman knowing how to do certain things for herself? I say that because when I was growing up, we learned how to cook at 5. Okay? My grandma had us up cooking at 5, washing dishes at 5. So imagine if I never learned half the life skills that I did, right? That men complain about and claim is independence. I would have died not knowing how to take care of myself. I feel like men need to hear that. There's nothing wrong with women that know how to do things for themselves or have certain levels of independence. It's actually very necessary. It's necessary. How do you think a woman's going to be a good wife? You going to teach her how to cook too? Like, some stuff I hear men say is just like, Jesus Christ. That's what I mean by that. Right? For example, I mean, it's so many situations where I've seen, where I'm telling you, now I see why my brother would be so frustrated with my older sister. I'm going to tell y'all why. So, my brother lived with my older sister first before he lived with me and when we lived in Florida, right? I never will forget this. I told him how insane he sounds, right? Because now I see why he was always so stressed out. You ready? He was so stressed out because my sister could not do a lot of stuff for herself yet, right? My oldest sister, because I told y'all, she stayed in school since high school. Right? She's never really worked as much as I've had. She don't have as much experience as I had in the work field. So what she actually did was go to school, come home. Okay? Now, my sister, the time period, she could not drive either. Me, I've been had my license. I could always drive. So when I actually moved there with my siblings, my brother felt relief. Because y'all got to understand, he's working all day. He's paying all the bills. He's doing all this stuff. He's paying for food. If he comes back home and you say, hey, I need you, I got to go somewhere, of course he's going to ignore my sister and roll his eyes and get mad. Because he didn't sit up there and worked all day. And this person can't do other things for themselves to a certain extent. So that's irritating. Do you see what I'm saying? Now I tell you the part of where my brother would get mad with me. Because I was so used to doing majority of things myself and understanding what needs to be done, it's like he got upset because he was learning from me. Now, don't get me wrong. I learned things from my brother, too. Absolutely. Things about how men are and operate. But I'm telling you, it made my brother realize that he is not ready for the level of things that he think he is. I said, do you honestly understand what it takes to run a household? And I'm going to tell you right now, it takes more than a man. A lot of men need to hear that. It takes more than you to run a household. This is why men need women, and that's why women need men. It is one, honey, it is hand in hand. While you're doing this, a woman could save you time by organizing, clean, like so much stuff. And I would even say that even if she doesn't cook or clean, her presence alone being there with your children. Could you imagine you trusting your child with strangers every day? Telling y'all. Yes, and I have to talk about this because a lot of people, I'm telling y'all, they tend to have strange mindsets when they come towards this. I was like, this is going to be a good topic today. And y'all, I have seen this for so long to the point where I'm like, there is absolutely no way in God's name I'll be going through half the stuff I'm watching women go through now. Nope. I keep telling people, I never lived in the ghetto. Never lived in the hood in my life. And when I tell y'all, when I see the stuff I see now, I am grateful. Ooh, grateful is, man, truly an understatement. The choices I've made that led up to now, understatement of how grateful I am. I could not imagine dealing with the shit that happened. Man, the stuff I see some of these women be going through, I'd be like, God, thank you that it's not me. Because there is no way. I don't want that life. Say what y'all want. I'd be thinking, I don't want that. Just seeing the level of the way they suffer. I'd be like, girl, I don't want your life. I'd be like, I don't want where you live, your husband. I don't want none of that. I was like, child, cause say what y'all want. When a woman is really happy, it shines through. Most of these women are not happy at all, actually. At all. Which lets me know you're not really getting what you really want in life. You're not really in a position of you know, like how you say you are. No, they're not, y'all. Miserable. I do. I feel very grateful. I'm telling you, I really thank God for that. I feel grateful. Now, here's the next thing I want to talk about, right? This is going to go back to the men. The reason I want to talk to men about this is because I'm going to be real honest with y'all. Do some of you men truly, and I'm being real, do you truly understand the responsibility or capabilities it is to actually take care of children, to actually have a family, to actually be a husband, to be a friend, to be a partner? I feel like men understand certain aspects of that. Same thing for women. It is both sides. I definitely think it is. Do you really understand the full aspect of what you're taking on? Because I'm telling y'all, the more I'm talking to certain men and people, I don't think they do. And they can't even deal with the everyday stresses of what it is to really deal with children every day. What it is to really be a husband or a father to your children every day. Right? Even when you as a man, you still got your own needs. You still got your own wants. I'll give y'all an example. I met a man, okay, and he played, I think, basketball. He used to play basketball overseas. And he really, really liked me, right? And I thought he was cute, but I only sensed that we probably would be friends. I couldn't take him serious as far as like a real partner, even though he had the money, the house, the, you know, all those things. What I could not get over is his terrible decision-making. And I know some men will be like, oh, the past doesn't matter. I absolutely think a man past matters, just like I think a woman past does. It absolutely does matter. It matters. Because it's reflecting to me what you've decided to do. So first thing I noticed about him that I did not like was, and I'm saying this because I want you to understand, this is a good man. He genuinely is genuinely a good man. He does everything that he say he's going to do. He's accountable. Especially financially. Absolutely. Financially, you will never have to worry about anything. Okay? He's funny. He definitely made me laugh a lot. A lot. He's a father. Absolutely. He made me laugh a lot. I loved his personality. I was like, this dude is funny. I was like, man, every other day, every time we had a conversation, we would laugh. Here's where he threw me off at. He wanted sex way too fast. Very forward. Very forward about the way he thinks, the way he is. He is very forward. Okay? Now, here is something that I thought was really interesting about him. We had a conversation one time, and, you know, I asked him about his living situation, right? He has a baby mother, and the woman that he lives with is his baby mother. He's had children with her, but he never married her. And I've always thought to myself, you know, I asked him, I was like, why didn't you marry this woman? Because I said, I'm really trying to understand your mindset, but I said, to me, it doesn't make sense. You have the house, you have the life, you have the cars, you have your two children that you love. The children are cute. Show me his kids. But I said, yet you chose not to marry this woman. Why? Y'all know what he said? Because he said, I know she's not the one. His direct answer. He wasn't even confused. Even after this woman didn't birth two of his kids, he didn't spend probably a decade or more of his life with this woman. He said, I knew she wasn't the one. She just stuck around. That's it. And I remember thinking, Jesus Christ. Like, hearing him say that was wild. It was wild. His literal response was, he stuck around. She stuck around. I was like, whoa. I thought that was so interesting that I said, it just proves my point. A man knows instantly when you are not what he truly wants. But he will sleep with you. Telling you, he will sleep with you. And I just thought to myself, Jesus Christ. And I said, so you literally just started a family with absolutely no concept of marriage, getting married, nothing. He was basically like, yeah. I remember thinking, see, this is why it's a no for me. And it was so sad because, y'all, he was literally trying to invite me. He wanted me to be with him, you know, try to start a relationship. I was like, no. I do think we should be friends, though. I enjoy your company. But I was like, I can't really see myself truly being with you. And I explained to him why. I said, you wasted a whole nother woman's decade. Now, I will tell you, I do think that woman also wasted her own time. I'm not going to put everything on him because I don't know this woman personally, but I definitely do think she wasted her own time. If you see already that man is not going to marry you, you telling me it's been 5-6 years, you are not the one. You are a placeholder. It ain't nothing worse than me see a woman ruin her life and her potential by accepting being a placeholder just because a man has some coins or some money. That means he will never truly value you of what you deserve. You're just getting like little gifts to stay there. That's so insulting. That's like being at a hotel. Here's thanks for staying. That's what that really reminds me of. Thanks for staying. Here's the little free body lotions and deodorant. Thanks for staying. Man. And what's crazy is you think that woman didn't want to be married, child, please. I know she did. And I'm telling y'all, he was irritated with this person. Irritate, like, ain't nothing worse than when you see a man be irritated with a woman. Like, he knows he don't want to be with, but he just chose to just make that person a placeholder. Yeah, yeah, that was so super scary to me as a woman. I was just like, wow. Now, since we're on the topic of this as well, something else that me and him talked about that was very interesting was the chemistry we had. We had really good chemistry. I will really say that. Me and him genuinely had good chemistry. And I said, it's so sad that you made the decisions you chose. I said, it just seems like you just rushed into life with everything. You didn't really contemplate much. It was just there. It was at the moment and you just did it. I was like, that's crazy. And he goes, why? I said, this is going to be hard for you to hear, but I said, as much as I genuinely enjoy, I say, our time that we spent and talked together, I will never accept you and your children fully. I won't. I don't want to deal with it. I just don't. I said, and I'm okay with that because I'm single and I don't have kids. I've never been married. So I told him, I said, I'm allowed to be selfish. And my selfish decision is, I don't want to be with a man that has kids. I don't want to get to know your children. I don't want to spend time with them. I don't want to know your extended part of your family. I said, I genuinely want a man that has no kids and is at a fresh, clean slate like me. I'm sorry. I was like, that's just the truth. But I said, if you want to remain friends, I said, we could truly remain friends. Platonic, that's it. But I can't see myself ever being with you in any way. I'm telling y'all, he was crushed. He was like, okay. I know it hurt him when I said it, but he respected it. I will say that he did. But he saw what I said was true. I was like, I can't deal with that. I said, this woman who you spent all these years with, she's not ever going anywhere. Even though, I said, I would not be surprised if she could possibly get married to someone else. She's not leaving for the sake of the fact that she's comfortable. And I said, me, I can't just be comfortable. That's not enough for me. I need to feel it in my soul that we're connected. I need to feel this level of, I was just being honest with him. I said, I'm not you. I can't do that. I can't. I can't settle for comfortable. That's not going to make me happy. And I said, I refuse to be in that situation where, and then at some point I'm taking it out on you because I knew that this wasn't what I wanted. But, you know, just because of the connection, people will ignore those things and say, well, this connection feels so good. Let me ignore everything else. I'm not that type of woman. I can't ignore that about you. Even though I know we have chemistry, even though I know that you are a good man, I don't want everything that you come with. And I'm telling y'all, it's a hard pill to swallow because I'm telling y'all, that's just the truth. Now, to this day, me and him still are cool. That's what's so crazy. We're still are cool. I don't look at him any less of a person. He still makes me laugh. I'm telling you, he's still funny, everything. We're still cool, but telling you, I can't, I don't view him that way. I was like, the way you made your decision is the same way I'm going to make mine. Telling you, and I'm telling y'all, ain't nothing like being able to get up and just do what you want and you're free. It's more difficult. It will always be more difficult when you have children. And this is so crazy. People need to hear this. When you have kids, your first thought of the day is usually them. It's not your wife. It's not usually your husband. It's usually your children. The way you think of them, the way you worry, the way, like, you know, certain stuff happens. I get it. But I'm telling y'all, yeah, crazy. I know. I wanted to say that in particular because I'm telling y'all, it's a lot of men I've seen who are fathers, but I'm being real with you. I don't care what other women accept. It's so different when you're at my standpoint of life, because I know I will never be as free as I am now with no kids, never being married. I will never be as free in emotion. Like, you get what I'm saying? I would never be as free mentally. All the things that come with that once you decide to be in partnership with someone. I will never be as free as I am now. You know? And I understand it. And I actually respect it. And I'm definitely taking advantage of that to the best of my ability. Doing that, being that I know what I know. The minute you are committed to something, the minute you are in a partnership, everything about the personal desire goes away, because now you have to think for yourself and others. It is now collectively something. You know, it's no more that individuality. All right, y'all. So, yes, I definitely want to talk about this today. I said, oh boy, this ought to be very interesting. I wonder too if men even think this deeply about things. Most of the times I will tell you, I don't believe they do. I think men just take and think, oh, this is a good opportunity, let me do this, and everything just looks right and feels right. Especially if a man, I'm telling y'all, is not at a good state of mind. Whew. That is real serious, telling y'all. Now, people ask me, why don't you... Because I will tell y'all, most women manipulate situations. I'm just going to be honest. If you ask me why I choose not to or why I don't, because I know karma is real. See, the same way when men will not admit when they've manipulated, hurt, or harmed a woman, they don't think it's going to ever come back on them. And when it does, it hits them like a ton of fucking bricks. Every bit of lie, every bit of manipulation, everything you've done, you have to pay it. Like, you know, there's nothing you can do. You can't even avoid it. You have to. The lies ain't adding up no more, right? The manipulation ain't working how it used to, because if that person is finally free. I know. I'm a person that been through this. I'm a person that was lied on like this by a man. So I know what it is. I was finally free. Can't explain to y'all how it feels to be this free. Telling y'all, the way men will hold you hostage. They'll hold you emotionally, mentally. They'll try to hold you hostage, even though they know they're dealing with somebody else, but they do it so they can use your energy, supply on your energy. They're true vampires, right? It's women like this the same way. That's why when I meet men, I would think they would respect, and I know they respect me now, of course, but before, I would be like, wouldn't you respect it more that I was honest with you and respectful with you than to lie and try to use you? See, that's what most men want you. They think you're going to lie and use them. I'm not going to lie and use you. Because I know what that comes with. That means that I will be just like most of these people. And I refuse to be that. I refuse to behave like that. I refuse to act like that. I refuse to be like majority of the people that I've met in this life. That's all they do. And they just shrug their shoulders like, oh, whatever. I'm just like, I'm not doing that. Because most people's mindsets, they teach people to care about the shame later, right? Care about whatever you're going to be accountable for, or care about there later. Do it now, but care about the end result later. I don't do that. I most definitely think about how it's going to affect me, other people, and it ultimately determines if it's worth it. See, something about me is, right, I'm a Libra. That's my sign, right? What I think is so interesting is people love trying to say, oh, you guys take too long to make a decision. We absolutely do. But you know what? When I do give an answer for my decision, it's the best decision possible because I have set and contemplated almost every possibility you can think of. So you damn sure I'm going to take my time making the decision. And I'm telling y'all, I do not feel rushed. Don't care what you think. It's the best decision. Everybody else be here to make a decision, and look what happens at the end result. They don't think about it thoroughly enough, and look at the decision they put themselves in. Girl, please. It's my first thought. I'm like, this is why I think things through. That's how I look at it. I'm like, nope, you ain't gonna make me feel bad about not hearing you making a decision. When I make one, I'll let you know. And when I thought it through, you'll see. Telling you, we usually make the absolute best decisions. That's why people always be like, Libra should be in justice or law and stuff like that, because our sign is truly believing in being fair. I've outweighed all the options. Other people, I've seen the way they make decisions. They make terrible decisions. They only make decisions that's a hurried up and rushed decision. They don't think about how it's going to affect things months from now. It's going to affect other people. They don't care. Isn't that crazy? And then they'll look at me like I'm insane. I'm be like, well, if you would have did this and thought this through, you would have made a better decision and realized that this would have benefited every person, not just this one person, not just yourself, everybody. Mm-hmm. Keep telling me. That's why people end up loving me. I already see how it happens. This is true. This is very true. Same reason why I don't rush to make decisions with men. The very same men that people kept trying to act like I need to hear make a decision on because, oh, girl, he et cetera, this and then the third. Y'all know what's so funny? Them same dudes kept trying to talk to me in my inbox. I laugh now. Years later, they still tried to hit me up and talk to me and try to act like I'm so concerned with them. I'm like, I haven't thought about you a day, brother. I ain't thought about you a day. It's because I know for a fact they either, and I ain't being mean, you know, sold their soul. They thought something was better. This is why I don't rush decisions. Because I'm telling you, I have enough patience to see people's true colors. Most folks don't have that level of patience. They don't have that level of decision-making the way we do. That's why people try to make fun of our decision-making. I just laugh at them. I'd be like, yeah, you laugh now, but I bet you in the end you'll see my point. You're not going to rush me. You're not going to make me feel rushed. And I'm telling you, in the end, when they finally do see what they chose, the men in the end still be so miserable and so mad. And my first thought is, how are you mad when that's the rush decision you made? You thought something else was better? You thought you was going to do this? And I'm telling y'all, I always saw it in the long game. Always saw it in the long game. I never saw it from now. That's why I didn't hop and jump to make a decision. I'll be like, let me just see how this person is first. Most men show me themselves to be cowardice, side switching. You know what I'm saying? No sense of loyalty. Switch, honey, will switch up on you in a second. If it meant, oh, I'll get a little clout, I'll get a little money, I'll get a little something. And I remember thinking, nah, I want a man that would stand by my side through and through. And see, every time, he would choose me. Most people, they don't. They'll just take the clout and the little money. It's true. They will never choose character over that. See, me, I can't. I will always choose character first. Because I know it lasts the longest. It outweighs all problems. Until I don't give a damn what you go through. That character gonna be strong in the end. Through and through and through. Told y'all. That's what I'm telling. When I tell y'all I feel good. Happy about my decisions. Very looking at it now. Thoroughly looking through. Looking back at it. Very happy with my decisions. Glad I never rushed marriage. Glad I never rushed a relationship. Glad I was the person I was. Glad I didn't sleep around. Glad I didn't do... I'm so serious. I look at it now and be like, every bit of decision had a consequence to it. I literally told myself, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to pay off every bit of my karmic debt. I am completely debt-free, especially in the spirit. Ooh, honey. Completely debt-free. Y'all don't know how good that feels. Tell you, that's why I don't be stressed. The way I be seeing people walk around stressed and can't do nothing, you know why, y'all? Because all people's terrible decisions, the evil shit they did, told you. It comes back on you. You have to pay it. It's universal law. You can't avoid it. that's why I'm realizing some of these people are suffering, because everything they did is coming back to them. Telling y'all, too, people will get mad when I say this. That's why when people are going through certain situations, I don't intervene or step in at all. I'll be kind to you, but make no mistake, you a fool if you think I'm nice. Woo. Mm-mm. Telling y'all, most people who probably knew me in the past, they have an idea of me that the person I used to be, that woman doesn't exist, that girl doesn't exist anymore. So the idea of who they think I am in their head is from probably, I'm telling y'all, when I was like a teenager or something, when I was like a kid. They have no idea the woman they're really dealing with now. They want you to be, I'm telling y'all, they wanted you to be crazy over them, obsessed, all this other stuff, and you just be like, anybody worried about your stressed out, sad life, your terrible marriage you in, child, your struggle? I be thinking, and they'll get mad and be like, I don't know why this happens to me. Yes, you do. See, they ain't gonna tell y'all all the black magic you did, all the evil, the death, the hatred, the jealousy you wished on somebody. See, people ain't gonna never admit their true internal feelings of what they wished on folks, but God saw. Telling y'all, God see my heart. I ain't never in my life wished nothing bad on people. It was only until the level of things I saw people do that literally changed my complete mind about the entire world. And I said, now I see what you mean. Telling y'all, now I see. I'm telling y'all, more and more and more I see why. And I'm thinking to myself, thank you, God, that I am literally where I am. I said, now I see why. I do. I see why God favors me. Because I don't have an ill intent bone in my body. I don't look for people to do things for me. I'm not looking to get some manipulation or to-dos. I'm not. And I realize that's how most people actually are. They're only there to get something for themselves. They don't have heart. They don't have character. I do. I have morals. I have character. I have heart. Some of my absolute best attributes. And I have a soul. An actual soul. Most people don't. I'm telling y'all, I've met a lot of people in this world. Most people don't. Get along one of the things I just named. Get along one. I have them all. And I'm telling y'all, it's very sad to see the routes that most people chose. Y'all don't know the level of people that tried to gang up on me, lie, attack me, persecute me. I felt like Jesus. I truly felt like Jesus. I was like, okay, Jesus, now I see what you're talking about. And I'm telling y'all, and these folks knew I have done nothing wrong. Truly innocent. I ain't do anything to anybody. Now that they see it, they feel so stupid. Of course they do. Now that I'm not surprised about. Of course they do. But I want y'all to see, this is what happens when, I'm telling y'all, you don't have your own mind. When you just follow people. When you don't think for yourself. When you don't see things clearly. When you rush and make decisions. Do you see what I'm saying? All of that adds up at some point. And now, these people, I'm telling y'all, I've seen people rallied against me. I'm telling y'all, bound to send me like I was just this whatever person. Now that people see the truth, I'm just like, I bet you see who evil now. It was never me. It was never a person. But I bet you see these dudes the way you do. I bet you see the truth about what I was saying, the way people treated me, the way they persecuted me, lied on me, gang up against me, and you thought I was going to fall back. Honey, you don't know who you dealing with. One thing about me is, I don't ever give up, and I promise you, you will never back me up into a corner. You're going to feel some type of way. You really will feel some type of way. I don't care how much you've been through in life. I don't care the level of power you have. You're going to really feel some type of way towards me. I'm telling y'all, I got people in their feelings right now. The level of people that's in their feelings is strange. I'm serious. I got people in their feelings. They're in their feelings, y'all, because they know what they did was wrong. And all the years of guilt, every little thing they did, every little lie they told, just to make themselves seem sane, people are now looking at them like they're truly psychopaths. Because everything I'm saying is making so much sense, and now they're realizing that other person is the liar. Exactly. Telling y'all, looking foolish. I remember this dude, one of my ex, this is so disgusting. This person in particular, I don't even consider this person to be an ex because we were never in a relationship. Okay? We were never in a relationship. That's why it was so disgusting to me. He's simply introducing to his mother as his girlfriend, but I can make sure, I'm telling y'all, we was never in a relationship, okay? That person in particular, I knew everything that he did would catch up with him one day. Him in particular, oh, I knew that would catch up with him. That's why I laughed. I laughed so hard and was like, I can't wait for people to see you for what you really are. And what you try so hard to make yourself be to me, you never was. I don't even know you. Y'all, even then when we were younger, I never even really knew him. I couldn't even tell you his damn birthday. But I could tell you his name. I could describe to you where he lived at. I could describe to you his characteristics and what I watched him do. But that man, I assure you, never knew me, because we were never together. And you know why I stand by that so much? Because I want you to see how this man tried to manipulate every situation to make it seem as though, oh, this person crazy about me, they et cetera, this. I was never your ex. You don't even know me. He couldn't even tell you my mother's name. He couldn't even tell you my siblings, yet alone tried to say that we were in a relationship. And I want y'all to see, this person, I realize now, he was so obsessed with me that he purposely tied himself to me to get some type of clout, to make himself seem more than what he was. But I'm telling y'all, it's because when I met him, I genuinely liked this person. But we was never in a relationship, make no mistake. What I think I realize now is that he sees now how I used to view him in my eyes. That's gone. He sees it. I look at him, I don't even view him. Like, the shine of the way I used to see him is gone. It's like, now that I see who you really are, I'm like, you did not deserve to, for me. I'm telling y'all, this dude did not deserve for me to look at him the way I even did. I'm like, what I thought you were versus the reality of you, I'm like, my God. That's why I'm telling y'all, I am so grateful that I did not end up with what I really thought I wanted. I genuinely thought I wanted that person. Looking now, you don't have character. You don't have morals. You threw me under the bush. You could not wait to sabotage me. You tried to drain my energy. You tried to take my gifts and act as if they were your own. I mean, everything about him is fake. It's so crazy. I'm like, how could I not see this then? But I watched what he would rather do. Throw me under the bus so he could just have a little clout, a little this, a little that, laugh. I look back now and I'm like, God, thank you. And now everything, I'm telling you, that every person ever tried to destroy or take from me, it will be restored to me tenfold. Because it's mine. It was always my gifts. It was always my mindset. It was always my personality. It was always me. You know why? Because I always follow God. And God bestows the most original gifts, the most original personalities, the most original ways. Because God is not a God to be mocked. And when I tell you the level of people try to copy me, of course you can't, because I walk in alignment with God. And no matter how hard you try, you can never truly be like God. Isn't that interesting? Just like God's people, no matter how much you truly try to copy them, you will never quite be. You understand what I mean? It's something that's just off about those people. That's why, just like him, something's just quite not right. I look back now and I laugh. And I'm telling y'all, I will tell you, yes, I am grateful. Because I'm so happy I truly did not end up with what I genuinely thought I wanted. Man. And now, what's so interesting is, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to my story about that. Right? Who you were versus who you are now. I'm just such a, when I tell y'all, a strong in nature person. Like, my mind is strong. My emotions, I'm so in control of them. I see the weakness in other people. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is areas they should work on. And people are literally seeing, oh, I see people, they'll try to copy what my mannerisms, how I act, how I am. But I'm telling y'all, ain't nothing like meeting an original person versus when you have met all the copycats. That's why when men meet me, they can't get me out their system, because you've met somebody original. You're not meeting a copycat. You're not meeting a clone. I am truly one of God's designs, original in every way. Not making that up. You meet me, telling you, you will not get me out your system. That's why. Because I'm telling you, in the world we live in now, where everybody is overprocessed and super fake, meeting real is so addicting. Isn't that so true? It is. Meeting someone real is so addicting. Telling you, there's nothing quite like me. I know. Okay? I know I'm one of the few rare people in this world. So, I want to encourage some of you. Learn how to deal with yourself. Learn how to literally embrace the originality of what you are. Get out of your mindset of comparing. Get out of the mindset of trying to take ownership of somebody else's ideas, thoughts, personality. Because the more you do that, the more you're walking away from you, yourself, your own originality. Remember, either want truth or lies. Peace.